Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. We're here in Alameda at the permanent practice facility on the practice field where the Raiders just finished their workout. Now, they're getting ready for their upcoming game against Miami. It'll be Sunday in Miami. But before we head there, let's head on over to JT the Brick, host of the Raiders Report, find out his thoughts on our first home game and, of course, our upcoming game against the Dolphins.
Thanks, Jeanette. Tough loss for the Raiders on Monday Night Football against the Chargers. But the crowd was amazing, from the tailgate to Gene Simmons singing the national anthem. How about that performance by Ice Cube? There is nothing like Monday Night Football in Oakland. But I'll tell you about the Raiders. From knowing Coach Allen in the offseason, the mistakes that were made, they will be corrected as the Raiders have a short week as they get set to take on the Miami Dolphins. This is a long road trip. It's a 1 p.m. East start in Miami. Fortunately, Raider fans are making this trip, but it's a hostile environment. It's the Dolphins' home opener, and the Dolphins are coming off a loss to the Houston Texans. In that game, the Dolphins' defense got to Matt Schaub early, and we know about Reggie Bush. He's very similar to Darren McFadden. If you don't tackle him and he breaks a tackle, he could take it all the way to the end zone. In the game against Houston, Ryan Tannehill, the rookie quarterback, had three consecutive interceptions. He's a young guy who's going to make mistakes, and the Raiders can't afford to let him get into a rhythm. You know, they have problems, Miami. Joe Philbin, the head coach, is trying to figure out who's going to be a part of that program long term. So they don't have a lot of depth at wide receiver, and defensively, a lot of players are trying to make their name for their new head coach. But I've been on this road trip before, and I know how tough it's been for the Raiders in years past. There are no excuses here. The Raiders have to hit the ground early, establish the run, to set up Carson Palmer in the air. We all know that the Raiders have injuries, and they've been working through it all week. But the Raiders have got to tighten up special teams and make sure they don't shorten the field for the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to win some games this year. They can't win one against Oakland. The Raiders have to go in there. This is a business trip, and get out of there with the W. Then they come home against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're 1-1, and the Raiders can get rolling again. When you lose on Monday night, it drains a lot of people. But I don't see that around here because Coach Allen is preaching consistency, especially the discipline side of it. So look for the Raiders to tighten everything up as they get out to Miami and get ready to come home with a win. Back to you, Jeanette.
Thanks, JT. We'll be sure to watch the Raiders Report tonight at 8:30 on Comcast Sportsnet. And you be sure to log back on tomorrow to Raiders.com so you can see my interview with tight end Richard Gordon. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson for Behind the Shield.